Let's get started. You see, do like Barry Chapman does. He's the most influential plumbing boss in the country because, he's our radio man. That's good. And also, by the way, Barry, nice to see you again.
Good morning.
You are quite a participant in events like the Fun Run that's about to happen. You were very... I loved watching you at the last one. It was quite a challenge, eh?
The weather, for example, was absolute perla. Towards the end of my extended run, because I took it nice and slow, some people finished it a lot sooner than I did, but I had an absolute blast. It got nice and warm, got some sweat out, cleaned the pores, felt like $1 million by the time I'd finish it.
There you go. So are you going to be entering this next one?
Naturally.
On the 14th of coming up September. The 14th of September. It's going to be it's a different location because the great folk at Holler Trails have come to the party and designed three magnificent routes specifically for us. And this is how the organization is so much improved. Not that it wasn't bad. It was bad last year. It was lekker. But now it's even better. And it's exciting to see, those goodie bags filling up with all sorts of value. And, for just $180, I mean, it's a breeze because that running shirt is worth about double that on its own. So
no,
it's,
100%.
It's a win.
I've still got my running shirt. It's of pristine quality, and it's a really awesome little piece of memorabilia.
Well, you see, I think one should collect a new one each year going forward.
Build them up.
The designs are very, very, very super. Our design team sort of really goes to town to create something striking. So this is going to be even more exciting. But we'll of course, if one is small, you don't really see it. So don't be a small runner. Be a big runner.
and guys, just because it says run at the end of the sentence there, the Fun Run, you go out there, have a little trot, have a walk, enjoy it, soak up the scenery. The Holler Trails vibe is absolutely awesome. The forests that you walk through, some of the wilderness areas, single track, you really do soak it up, and it gives you the opportunity, if you haven't been to Holler Trails and done any of their trails around, gives you an opportunity to see part of our area that you haven't seen before, and it is absolutely breathtaking.
Yeah, there's some pretty spots, and you're quite right. There's a short 5 kilometer wander for those that, like me, not necessarily ever going to see the distance again. But then for those that are more challenging and will want to be more challenged, 8.8 kilometers.
Well,
that's a nice halfway, and then the 15K for the runners, those that enjoy the challenge of the
dedicated.
Time. Dedicated. I'm sure you'll be doing that 15.
I might challenge myself, but I did the 10K last year, and I thoroughly enjoyed that, so I might rustle up a crew and jump into the 8.8. And
that'll be cool. That'll
proudly
be
support
really
that 88 FM.
Yeah, and we'll see you there. On the plumbing front, how are things looking?
Well, yeah, so last week, Friday, we had the Institute of Plumbing South Africa Golf Day in Durban, and it was absolutely fantastic. To see the support from manufacturers, wholesalers, retailers, coming out to site, setting up holes, displaying some of their new up-and-coming products, the technology that's being introduced. I mean, there's, for example, geyser suppliers that we don't, in KZN, we don't see them.
You've never heard of, but they are here now.
I've heard of them, but we don't see them here because it's they've got their ground set in GP and up in the northern provinces, and they're slowly working their way down. And this was one of the introduction things into this area.
I think this area, for any supplier of that kind of equipment, is a gold mine. If you look at the development that's taking place, Barry.
Yeah.
And it's not only the big developments that are the obvious visual cue. If you just drive around Bolito, the old Bolito town.
Everything's getting fixed, renovated.
Jeez.
Yes.
Have you seen what's going on?
It's crazy. Absolutely crazy.
I think there's a super luxury hotel group buying up all the houses. I'm serious. There's one ridge overlooking the village that is all new builds, and they all seem to be pretty, you know, they look the same. So I'm expecting to see very soon a branding that goes up there, exclusive boutique hotel group. But I mean, I might be wrong. There might just be some, you know, developers that have got an eye for let's create something really exciting. But so many of the, not even the older homes, just the homes are being updated, upgraded. And of course, bathrooms and kitchens are, you know, they are the places where people spend, because that's the value in your, you know, your establishment. People walk in and say, oh, look at that bathroom. Oh, look at that kitchen. I want to buy this.
No, 100%. I mean, you've got touch button showers now. Instead of opening a tap, you're pushing a button to activate your shower rays or your hand shower. The shower toilets or bidet toilets with the sprayers in them are pushing their way into the market a hell of a lot more.
Now, this is something that in Europe has been kind of go-to and in places like Japan. But the sort of the post, I think, colonial British places have frowned upon having a shower in the toilet. No, what's wrong with paper? What's wrong with paper? Well, but you think about it, you know, you get a mess on your shoe, you don't use paper, you go and wash the thing.
Water.
So
I mean, they're making inroads, and from an hygienic perspective, it's just a matter of changing one's mind, you know.
Yeah. I suppose the idea is, well, you don't want to necessarily, you know, get wet, because that's going to create more of a problem than anything. But I suppose one has to experience the product before you make a decision.
Well, yeah, I mean, surprisingly enough, and we can go down into this thing a slight little bit deeper, but not too deep, because it starts getting a bit dirty. The accuracy in those things is absolutely mind-boggling.
Oh, really?
Like, one part of me was convinced that they had a laser homing beacon inside them, because it they are so accurate. So it's not a big
wet
splash.
You don't go for a whole lower body wash.
And then some of the fancier models have got heated seats on them. They've got fans inside them, so you can
blow dry.
So. Yeah, it really does lift up the experience of having a number two, and you know, really elevate the experience. Elegance.
We should do a vodcast series about, you know, special water closets in the greater Bolito area. but as you say, it's the future is here now. And all of these products coming to, well, the market, this has got to present certain challenges for plumbing professionals, because I presume it takes quite a lot of knowledge to install them properly.
100%. So that's the whole point about continually upskilling yourself, continually going to Plumbing Institute meetings, learning new things. Contacting suppliers, going on training. I mean, there's particular suppliers. I'll phone them. I'll say to them, guys, I want to bring in six of my guys this week and another six next week, and we're going to go through this new item inside your training workshop. So it's up to you as the professional in the industry to make sure that yourself and your staff are upskilled to a level.
It's, you know, what you talk about is very interesting. We have a little place in Cape Town, and it was renovated recently, and one of the things was a Gerberit toilet seat was not particularly working properly. It was loose. Do you think we could find someone to come and fix it? Because they had to be Gerberit approved.
Yeah.
And why? Well, because it's quite complicated. You can't just have any oak with a spanner trying to sort it, you'll break it. It's quite something.
No, 100%. And the lovely thing about Gerberit is they honor their product. They're so proud of their product that they will come out to site. They'll send a technician out to site to come and have a look at it and make sure. I think that was eventually what I said to Sue to do.
You did. You gave us great advice.
And that's the thing that you have in this industry, is you have those companies that bring all these products in, and they stand by them so proudly. And that's the whole thing about doing your market research properly, getting references, making sure that the product has got spares, it's got backup service. For me, the most important thing about any product that you purchase is backup service. There's no point you buying a product for $20 and you've got no backup service for it. Rather pay $100 and have all the backup service you need for 50 years.
And you see, when you start digging just a little bit beneath the surface, the whole proposition becomes a lot more exciting and a lot more complex. But that's why if you're dealing with the kind of professionals that we like to recommend to you when it comes to plumbing, we talk to Barry, because you know his team, the geyser specialists, the drain specialists, the leak specialists, they also even will do your gas. They'll check it out for you, which is marvelous. And especially when you're looking at good equipment, you don't want to trust your, because it's expensive stuff, hey?
No, it is very expensive.
And then you get some oak who is miserable with a spanner, but he's never done that before. Now you're going to risk the damage.
So a little while ago, we had an individual that asked us to go and install undertile mixers that they had purchased off of an online store.
Okay.
And when the items arrived, they were non-compliant with regards to the grade of the brass and all sorts of things like that, which you've got to worry about because of water quality in South Africa and corrosiveness and all sorts of things. And we advised the guy, listen, you know, we unfortunately cannot install these items because they're not going to last long. We didn't get the job, and I spoke to another guy who actually got the job, and it was within 7 months the bodies of those mixers had corroded in the wall.
Wow.
And he had to break all the tiles off the wall and then put the DZR brass bodies, whole new mixers, inside the wall. So we don't say these things to cost you more money. We say them because we honestly have your interests at best heart.
And there it is. That's why when you're looking for good service, good quality, you know, when you're looking for a plumber, Chapman Plumbing. There's only one name that immediately comes to mind here, but that's because, well, we have a long-standing relationship, and you do the news in the afternoon. Well, you sponsor it, which is lovely. And we keep you front of mind with a regular chat on a Tuesday. And we'll be talking again in a week's time. Can you believe 100%. Time is fleeting, eh?
Beautiful. What I'm going to do is I'm going to do a little trail tester on your run.
And we'll come lovely.
Give a little bit of a... Lovely. Tantalizing taster.
We'll talk to Jasper van Wessem and get the exact route that they're going to do for us, and then we'll give you the honors of being the trail tester.
Beautiful. Let's do it.
Barry Chapman, our plumbing boss. And the morning show continues.